USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats says North Korea, they're not giving up those nuclear weapons.
We currently assess that North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities. While we assess that sanctions on exports have been effective and largely maintained, North Korea seeks to mitigate the effects of the U.S.-led pressure campaign through diplomatic engagement, counter pressure against the sanctions regime, and direct sanctions evasion.
Schools are closing and hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled in the Midwest as they brace for record cold temperatures. The temperatures by themselves, air temperatures that is, could be 20 below zero with wind chills reaching 60 below zero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The State Department is telling Americans not to travel to Venezuela. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Days after the Trump administration announces that it's not recognizing Nicolas Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation, instead recognizing Juan Guaido as its interim president, the State Department has issued the no travel advisory for U.S. citizens, saying there's crime, civil unrest, poor health infrastructure, and arbitrary arrest and detention of U.S. citizens. The department ordering the departure of non-emergency U.S. government workers and family members as well, because of the ongoing political instability.
The FBI announced on Tuesday that they have not found any motives as to why Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, would kill 58 people. The FBI also said they still believe Paddock acted alone when he planned and carried out the attack. The 64-year-old shot himself after opening fire from his hotel suite. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democrats and Republicans will meet on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to discuss border security and a way to fix our immigration system. The president has once again said he may declare a national emergency on our southern border. Some Democrats and Republicans are up in arms over this, but Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
A national emergency is not my preferred option, but I'm not like some of my colleagues who believe that the world will spin off its axis And Western order will end if the president does it. It'll probably get tied up in court. I happen to think we do have an emergency on the border.
It could be. Does Bill Barr get confirmed, by the way?
Yes. He'll have a lot of Democrats vote against him. But I'm going to tell you, on the Judiciary Committee, if you gave everybody, including the Democrats, truth serum, they would say he's just exceptionally qualified. It doesn't mean the Dems are going to vote for him, but they know in their hearts. This guy's was a good attorney general, and he'll be even better one this time.
The Los Angeles Rams are getting ready to take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 53 this Sunday in Atlanta. Yesterday was media day. Rams head coach Sean McVay says the Patriots' defense, they're pretty darn good.
These last couple games with what they've been able to do against two of the best offenses without a doubt in the playoffs, and that's why it's a great challenge for us. That's why they're here consistently.
The Super Bowl kicks off Sunday at just after 6:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.